Hey, trick-or-treaters and pun lovers, welcome back to Pun Intended, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of wordplay. I'm your host, Gigglesmith Gina, coming to you from the haunted halls of mathjokes.net. Today's episode is a special treat, or should I say trick? We're talking about Halloween puns, spooktacular jokes that make you howl. So grab your witch's hat and broomstick, and let's get this ghostly party started. First up, why do we love Halloween puns so much? Well, they add a playful layer to any costume or decor, create giggles and groans at parties, and they ease the tension of spooky stories. Plus, they make for some memorable captions on social media. It's all in the wordplay, folks. Clever manipulation of language that tickles our brains and demonstrates our linguistic creativity. And let's not forget the psychological twist. Laughing at these puns can boost serotonin levels, enhancing our mood and fostering a sense of community. Gigglesmith. Now, let me share some bone-tickling humor with you. What do skeletons call their friends? On the telebone. And why didn't the skeleton dance at the party? He had no body to dance with. Oh, and here's a sweet one for you candy lovers. You're such a sweet tart when you want to be. And don't snicker at my candy puns. They're a real treat. But if you're more into the gourd family, here's something to carve out some fun. What do you get if you divide the circumference of a pumpkin by its diameter? Pumpkin pie. And why do pumpkins sit on porches? They have no hands to knock on the door. Can't forget about our ghostly friends. What do you call a ghost's true love? His ghoul friend. And why don't ghosts like rain? It dampens their spirits. Gigglesmith feeling witchy? How about this? What do you call a witch's garage? A broom closet. And why did the witch start a bakery? She needed more dough for her spells. And for those hosting a monstrous bash, here's a howler. Why don't monsters eat ghosts? Because they taste like sheet. Or what do you call a polite monster? Frank and please. Folks, whether you're planning a Halloween bash or just enjoying the season, these puns are sure to add some laughs to your spooky celebrations. Remember, it's not just about the laughs. It's about creating moments of joy and connection. So keep those puns coming and make this Halloween hilariously haunting. Thank you for tuning in to Pun Intended with me, Gigglesmith Gina. If you had as much fun as I did, don't forget to visit us at mathjokes.net for more pun-tastic humor. Until next time, keep your spirits high and your puns sharp. Outro muse out.